Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to talk about this fact that we preach the aseity of God. Now, I know you may be thinking, what in the world does aseity mean? Well, it comes from two Latin words that come together to form this as a compound word. And the prefix a means out of, and se means self. And so when you pull this together, it means out of self. What that tells us is that everything in the universe is coming out of God. Nothing is coming into God. Everything is coming out of God. And as we preach the Word of God, we must make this crystal clear in the minds of those to whom we preach. They need to understand that God is not dependent upon us for anything. It's very humbling. Rather, we are dependent upon God for everything. To put it another way, God is not dependent, God is independent. He is independent from His creation. There is nothing lacking in God. God is totally satisfied in Himself. And He's not looking to us to meet any needs that He presently does not have. And so as we preach the Word of God, we must be careful what we say about God and not represent God as a beggar in need of something, that we not present God as a God who has a hole in His holiness, as if somehow there are gaps in God that we supply what's missing in God. No, that is an inferior view of God. We need to have an exalted, transcendent understanding of God, such that as people sit under our preaching, they are left breathless. It's breathtaking as they come to understand more fully who God is. So let me give you just some headings as we think about the aseity of God. And number one, God is self-existent. In other words, God finds His existence in Himself. God is life. God possesses all life. God is the giver of all life. God is the sustainer of all life. God is the one who takes back what life He gives. God possesses all life. That's the truth of God's self-existence. In Exodus 3, verse 14, God gave a name to Moses in which He said, "I am who I am." That's a statement of the self-existence of God. You and I are not self-existent. We cannot exist in and of ourselves. The Bible says that it is in God that we live and move and have our being. He does not find His being in us. We find our existence in Him. Second would be His self-sufficiency. And I've already alluded to this a bit, but God has no needs. There is no deficiency in God. Think about that. He is complete within Himself. He has no shortfalls. In Acts 17, verse 25, when Paul stood on Mars Hill and addressed the Athenians, he said that, quote, "God is not served by human hands as though He needed anything." Remember when Jesus went into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, He said the stones could cry out if need be. Even our praise does not fill something in God that has run short. No one has given anything to God and that would make God their debtor. The third category I'd like to give you. As you think about preaching the aseity of God, that God is self-exalting. In other words, all that God does, He does to exalt Himself, to magnify His own name, to elevate His own glory. Repeatedly in the Bible, we find this little phrase, for His name's sake. Everything that God does is for His name's sake. In Psalm 23 and verse 3, it says, He guides us for His name's sake. In Psalm 25:11, it says, He pardons us for His name's sake. In Psalm 31, verse 3, it says, He leads us for His name's sake. In Isaiah 48:11, perhaps summarizes it best, that every act of God is for my own sake. So even as we pray, we are to pray for His kingdom to come, not for our agenda to be done, not for our kingdom to be established. No, we pray that His kingdom would be established, and it is for this that we preach. And then the fourth heading would be that God is self-content. Now, just give careful thought to this. And sometimes I wonder what's the deepest thought that's ever entered someone's mind. And those who sit under shallow preaching really have very shallow thoughts about God. We want our people to have profound thoughts about God, thoughts that perhaps would have never entered their mind except the Word of God. Pull back the veil and make known the awesomeness of God to us. The fact that God is self-content means that God is blessed within Himself. There are no contingencies outside of God upon which He is dependent in order for God to be joyful, in order for God to be glad, in order for God to be fulfilled within Himself. I would love to give you some verses on this. 1 Timothy 6, verse 15 says that He is the blessed and only Savior. Now, we think about God blessing us. God is blessed within Himself. That means God is happy within Himself. He is content and satisfied within Himself. Sometimes people think, well, God created us because God's lonely and therefore needed someone to love. What God in His singleness needed to get married to the bride of Christ? Hey, nothing could be further from the truth. Within the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, there was perfect love and there was perfect fulfillment within the triunity of their three interpersonal relationships. No, God is self-content. He is complete, and He is content within Himself. So therefore, there's no panic within God. There are no anxiety attacks within God. There's no frustration within God. God is not pacing back and forth in heaven and wringing His hands filled with discouragement about the way things are working out here in the world. No. God has an inner happiness that belongs to Himself alone. In Psalm 16, verse 11, we read that in Your presence is fullness of joy. God possesses fullness of joy. God is the most joyful being in the universe. And what joy we have is found only in knowing God and growing to know Him more closely. In John 15, verse 11, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that My joy might be in you, and that your joy might be made full." He shares His joy with us, and whatever joy we ever experience in this world has come exclusively from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Where does our joy come from? It is produced by the Holy Spirit within us who possesses all joy. So I just want to wrap this up by saying, as you preach God, as you preach the greatness and the awesomeness of God, we must be sure to stress the aseity of God, that He is self-sufficient, that He is self-existent, that He is self-satisfied, and that He is self-exalting. And if we had had time, I would have thrown He is self-giving. He gives of Himself to all creation. Well, this should be enough to launch you into your preaching on the aseity of God. God bless you.